At the Audubon Society's Camp Woodend in Chevy Chase, Maryland, campers are studying the life cycle of salamanders.
But when he becomes an adult salamander, what's going to happen? That's right, metamorphosis.
Meanwhile, Maryland's curriculum is undergoing some changes of its own. Under a new environmental education requirement, students must be able to understand matter and energy and study the significance of sustainability. Or, as 7-year-old Scott Holland says, why it's important to protect the environment and all of its creatures.
Some people just like pick a bunch of leaves off trees, grab bugs like this and squeeze them, and it's not nice.
Karen Vernon is director of the camp at the Audubon Society, which helped lobby for the new requirement. She says the mandate not only promotes environmental awareness, but it encourages the kind of learning that makes all lessons come alive.
This natural environment gives them an opportunity to express themselves in a way that maybe they're not able to inside the classroom.
Still, Vernon sees some challenges.
Schools have a lot of mandates that they are asked to fulfill, and for teachers in the classroom, it can be challenging.
Plus, she says, there's no additional funding, so it could be difficult for teachers to get the training they need.
And I think that also is an issue for the teachers. How comfortable are they talking about environmental sciences? And truly, how comfortable are they going outside their classroom with the kids?
But Maryland State Department of Education spokesperson Bill Reinhardt says the requirement doesn't need additional funding because many schools already offer environmental education, and the topics will be integrated into existing subjects.
It's not a separate course, but we think it's important that students have environmental education as part of their high school experience.
And when it comes to learning about the environment, maybe getting by with finite resources is all part of the lesson. I'm Jessica Gould.